A Sydney training college is being accused of claiming federal government training loans for students who graduated without appropriate skills. And former staff allege the Australasian College Broadway has frustrated some students' attempts to withdraw from courses they weren't happy with. The college strongly refutes the suggestions. It comes as a Senate inquiry prepares to hand down a report into the federal loan scheme. Claire Aird reports.
In a suburban hairdressing salon in Sydney's west, Samantha Saxton is busy cutting a male client's hair. Learning how to do this cut has cost her nearly $40,000.
Having to repay for training, like time and effort.
Samantha enrolled at the Australasian College Broadway and was told she'd graduate a fully qualified hairdresser. Her academic transcripts reflect that.
All the stuff that's on here, it is a lie because they say I can do all this stuff. But when I walked out, I could probably do maybe about three.
When Samantha went to find work, she failed 12 different employers' skills tests.
She couldn't do men's cuts, she couldn't perm, she could not do a restyle cut. It wasn't to the standard of what you would expect from a senior hairdresser.
Salon owner Gloria Lee Cook agreed to take her on, but had to send her to TAFE to retrain. Ms Cook says she's turned away other graduates from the Australasian College whose skills aren't up to scratch.
It's frightening to think that these students have been misled, I believe, in thinking that they can get years of experience.
The college strongly refutes this and says it has a rigorous and comprehensive standard of assessments.
Let her know how to care for them.
Yep.
Samantha wanted to study practical hairdressing, but was told if she studied a $27,500 diploma in salon management that included a hairdressing certificate, she'd be able to put the whole lot on Vet Fee Help, a government training loan that enables students to study now, pay later. The Australasian College has received more than $50 million in vet fee payments since 2009. Former staff have told the ABC the college made it difficult for students who were concerned they weren't learning enough practical hairdressing to withdraw.
I believe they were deliberately ignored because they knew they wanted to cancel out of the program.
This woman doesn't want to be identified.
Oh, it was a weekly thing. There could have been anything up to 5 or 6 people per week, and then it would take them 6 months at least of continually calling before any sort of work was done for them in releasing them from the vet fees.
The college has responded to the ABC's question through a lawyer, saying the process to withdraw is explicit and the request to withdraw is dated from the first date of notification. The statement reads,
as part of the college's continuous improvement, its policy is that withdrawals are immediately actioned.
Samantha Saxton says that about 6 months into the course, unhappy with what she was learning, she tried to withdraw, but her requests for relevant paperwork were ignored. By then, the single mum says she'd already accrued so much debt, she just wanted to finish.
It's put a big strain on me and my daughter, because I've had to spend so much time away from her to try and get myself a better job so I could provide better for her.
The training regulator says it's investigating numerous complaints about the college.
Claire Aird with that report.